You're listening to the news and music program on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Innis News. The opening of the 3rd National High School Students Defense and Security Education Sports Games 2022 took place at the Stadium of the Military Zone this morning. The sports games takes place from December 12 to 17, 2022. 632 athletes under 53 education and training departments and high schools from the mountainous region of Việt Bắc joined the sports games. The games consists of 9 contents, including common knowledge on national defense security, platoons, the contingent of unarmed members, emergency techniques, shooting grenades from far distance, assembling AK guns, applying basic movements, 800-meter armed jogging. The sports games aims to evaluate the quality of teaching and learning the subject of national defense and security at high schools across the nation, contributing to improving knowledge of management on teaching and learning the subject, discovering excellent teams and individuals to build and multiply advanced models, and boost the emulation movements of the defense security education subject across the nation. Also this morning, the Permanent Board of Kerang Urban District Party Committee organized a meeting to review its performance in 2022. So for this year, the Permanent Board of Kerang Urban District Party Committee has focused on instructing to map out solutions to well carry out the subject of 2022, which are improving leading competence and fighting power of the party, effective control of COVID-19 epidemic, proper adaptation to rebound and develop society and economy, continuing to penetrate, publicize, and execute conclusion number 21 of the party central executive board on boosting the building, rectifying the party and political system, taking determination to fight against the political degradation and signs of self-transformation, fighting against corruption, negativity, among others. With recorded results and 19 out of 19 targets obtained and surpassed, the Permanent Board of Kerang Urban District self-evaluated to excellently fulfill tasks. The event of Indonesian Day will take place from December 17 to 18. On December 12 afternoon, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện chaired the meeting to prepare for this event. The event of Indonesian Day will take place at Lu Phu Park, Kansas City. Within the framework of the event, there will be arts and fashion performances, a seminar on business opportunity and trade connection, a symposium on tourism, presentation of the writing award on the topic post-COVID-19 epidemic, together boosting the recovery of Asian. Within the event, there will also be the display of products from Indonesia and Qatar. Obtaining and surpassing 11 out of 11 targets are results recorded by Kansas City's Farmers Union in 2022. This is the foundation to successfully carry out tasks for 2023, mapped out at the Congress of the 12th Open Executive Board to review task involvements of farmers in 2022 take place this morning. In 2022, more than 49,000 farmers got the title of Farmers Doing Good Business, representing nearly 109% of the target set by the center. In 2023, Kansas City's Farmers Union sets the targets that 100% of cadres and members will be disseminated, publicized, educated, guidelines of the party, laws of the state, and resolution of the union, admit at least 5,000 members to take part in consultation activities, more than 97% of union members to join medical insurance, and over 3.5% of members join voluntary social insurance. Kansas City's Natural Resources and Environment Department just held a conference to announce Decision Number 3771 of Kansas City People's Committee on improving proclaiming the list of lakes and canals that are not allowed for grout filling in the city. Units that are directly managing canals named in the list are in charge of building up management and protection plans. Kansas Medicine Pharmacy University organized the inauguration of the Green Farm Clean Vegetable Garden. This project aims to celebrate the 20th founding anniversary of the university 2002-2022. After 60 labor days, with the support of trade union members, laborers, and students, the clean vegetable garden has taken shape under nearly 5,000 square meters. The garden grows various types of vegetables and is equipped with an automatic watering system. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.